For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. There's been a lot of talk about new developments in wash day products recently, but the news that really has women talking these days is new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard all about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For new Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, it's a week since Faye went to New York to visit Spencer Grayson, and the family is beginning to look for mail, which they hope will contain good news about the progress of the romance. And meanwhile, at home, Ma has made a new friend, the somewhat mysterious Tom Wells, who used to be a fellow officer in Spencer's air squadron, who now works in the diner in Rushville Center. Well, today we join the folks at the lumberyard. It's after lunch. Shuffle and Willie are at their desks, and Ma has just come in.
Hello, Ma. Thought that would be you.
Oh, Willie, Shuffle. Such a nice day. I hated to come indoors.
Well, go ahead and take a walk, Ma. If we need you, we'll send out the Northwest Mountain.
I've been walking, Shuffle. And taking my time, too. And I almost stopped off at your house, Willie. I wanted to say hello to Paulette. Then I remembered she'd be at school.
Oh, Paulette's fine, Ma. Don't you worry nothing about her.
She ain't too lonesome for Faye or homesick-like?
Her junior's been tearing the house down. First junior tells Paulette he don't play with no little kids her age. Then he tells her he don't play with no girls. Well, you ought to see him now. She's got him wound around her little finger. He even gave her his cap his.
Oh, really?
Them Perkin girls are all heartbreakers, every one of them. From Ma right on down. Summer ain't got no chance.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Ma getting candy from her young man. A big box last night from her new conquest, Tom Wells.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Faye getting invites to New York from Mr. Spencer Grayson.
Yeah, and accepting them, too.
Yeah. And now Paulette wheedling cap pistols off a junior. Where's all this lallygagging going to end?
And Evie all the time getting new dresses out of me, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, Evie's got the men and women alike eating out of her hands. Mrs. President of the Jolly 17. Mm-hmm. Natural-born spellbinders, them Perkin girls. Must have had a snake charmer somewhere back in the family tree.
Oh, man, sure. If you ain't the natural-born team.
Oh, no.
what do you got on the desk there, the afternoon mail?
Yep. Yeah, statements, bills, nothing very exciting.
There was no letter from Faye.
Why, wouldn't she write you at the house, Ma?
Oh, yes, I reckon. I just thought it's really too soon to expect a letter.
Ma, Faye's having such a grand and glorious time in New York City, she probably won't get around to no letter writing for another 2 weeks.
Oh, land, Chef, Faye will be home before 2 weeks. I'm not disappointed in Oletta's yet. It's more like I'm looking forward to Faye bragging us about all the good times that she's having.
Yeah, I'll bet it costs a fortune to take a girl out in New York. Shows and dinners and nightclubs. I wouldn't want to be in Spencer Grayson's shoes. Unless, of course, I had Spencer Grayson's pocketbook.
Well, we won't even have a pocketbook of our own unless we get some work done around here.
Well, then let's load up the truck and get going.
Well, one thing first. All right with you, Ma, if we stop over at your place and get the bicycle out of that shed.
Bicycle? You mean that old wreck of yours? What do we want to pick that up for?
I told you, Willie, I'm selling it to Tom Wells.
Hasn't he had enough hard luck without getting stuck with your bicycle?
That happens to be a very fine bike, in its day it was, which you'll see for yourself after we get it fixed up.
We're going to fix it?
Well, it needs some alterations, that's all. Nothing a little paint and sandpaper and elbow grease won't accomplish.
From the way you're looking at me, Shuffle, I know whose elbows you got in mind.
I wish that you and Evie could have come over last night, Willie. It's such a nice talk with Tom Wells. He's a fine man. Though I ain't sure that I understand everything he had to say.
I didn't have no trouble understanding him all. And I tell you, Willie, that fella Tom has plenty of brains. He took one look at my bicycle and saw right away it was a superior piece of workmanship. Yes, sir. He ain't the kind that's put off by a little rust or the horn maybe don't work. He's smart. He's smart enough to see possibilities.
Oh, yes, he's smart, I'm sure. But sometimes people who think so much, it seems to me it makes them sad.
Well, we can't all be big jokers and clowns like Willie here.
Oh, very funny, very funny, Chef.
You know, Tom said such a queer thing about Mr. Grayson. I ain't been able to figure it out.
About Spencer Grayson? What did he say, Ma?
Well, I don't remember that he spoke about Spencer Grayson at all, Ma.
I think it was while you was in the kitchen, Chef, for fixing that second pot of coffee.
Oh.
You mean Tom Wells said something which wasn't, which sounded uncomplimentary to Spencer Grayson?
Oh, I can't believe that he meant anything serious by it. Tom is so twisted and unhappy still about the last war. He needs help, that boy, and folks to care for him.
But wasn't him and Spencer Grayson friends, Ma? In the same squadron? Weren't they captains together?
Well, carnation, Ma. If it concerns our Faye, and anything which is for or against Mr. Spencer Grayson, that does concern Faye. Well, we got a right to know.
But there ain't nothing to know, I'm sure. Tom Wells only made some remarks like there was nice people in the world, and some who wasn't. So nice. And
he put Spencer Grayson in that class, Ma? With the ones who wasn't nice? But that's impossible.
Of course, Willie, dear, we know how nice Mr. Grayson is.
Do you suppose Tom Wells is jealous?
Jealous of what, for sweet Jerusalem's sake? A fellow like that who's got nothing, well, he's got nothing to lose.
I mean jealous of Mr. Grayson's money and in his good job.
No. No, Willie, I'm sure that Tom Wells don't care one mite for money or jobs neither. He said as much. He don't care for nothing like that.
That's awful. Well, that's terrible. Not interested in money?
Well, Tom was all mixed up anyhow. To talk about how upset the world was and, reading the newspapers.
Newspapers?
Well, Tom feels that the stories in the newspapers, they prove that things ain't no better since he fought in the war.
Well, the newspapers ain't encouraging him, that's a fact. But, tarnation, the truth ain't something that you can pick up on a newsstand. You have to look for it, halfway betwixt the newspapers and the human heart. And you can't always read that in print.
Yes, Sheffield. Yes, that's what I tried to say to Tom. Only you said much better.
Anything smart or true I come out with, I learned it from you, Ma Parker.
Oh, now, Shuffle, you're all... Oh, it's our phone. Excuse me. Hello? Perkins Lumber Yard.
Hello, Ma.
Oh, why, Evie, how are you, dear?
Evie, what does she want to do?
Hey, listen, Ma, did you see the newspaper?
Newspaper?
Yeah.
Land, we were just talking about newspapers.
Well, what'd you say?
Well, then you did read it. You can thank me, Ma.
Thank you for what, dear?
For getting that item in the paper. It just came out.
Oh, you're talking about our newspaper.
Yes, the Cemetery Eagle. I'm talking about what is most important to everybody, which is my one and only baby sister, Faye.
Faye, what about Faye, dear?
Well, listen, I'll read it to you from the paper. Practically in my very own words, like I gave it to the society editor. I was proud as Peacock Alley.
Go ahead, dear. Abby says that there's something in the paper about Faye.
What?
It says, Mrs. Faye Perkins Henderson, lovely and popular resident of our fair metropolis, has left for a 2-week visit in New York City, where she will enjoy a shopping spree.
Shopping spree? Faye ain't going to buy nothing, is it?
Listen, Ma. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Shopping spree and visit with old friends, not the least of whom, I get this, Ma, not the least of whom is that recent distinguished visitor to Rushville Center, Mr. Spencer Grayson. Oh, young business tycoon and man about town.
Oh, Evie.
Imagine their names together in print like that. I'm getting a dozen copies of the paper, Ma. I sent one to Faye, of course. And, oh, Ma, you ain't heard nothing direct yet.
No, it's too soon for letters. I expect maybe another day or so. Evie, tell me, how is Paulette?
Oh, fit as a fiddler and twice as noisy. Oh, she's having a fine time, Ma. You coming to see her again today?
I thought maybe this evening after Rick in time to help with her bath. Oh, land on this, Dutch.
We'll expect you, Ma, and you'll stay to supper.
Oh, thank you, Evie, but I didn't mean...
Now, no arguments, Ma. Want to have a real heart-to-hearty talk with you anyhow about my baby sister, Faye. Yeah, now we got her to New York. We got to get her just a little further.
Hmm? Further? Where?
Further along. With that young business tycoon and man about town, Mr. Spencer Grayson. So, I guess it's done right. Oh, I also sent a copy to Mr. Grayson himself.
Homemakers everywhere say new deep-cleaning Oxidol is the greatest wash day product they've ever used. For this wonderful new Oxidol not only gets clothes deep-clean, it saves rinsing, too. With just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol gets out the graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers, loosens the dirt, floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for new Oxidol in the giant economy size that does most families' laundry for a whole month. Well, the romance between Faye and Spencer Grayson is still uppermost in everybody's mind. Mostly Effie's. And Ma gets that eagerly awaited letter from Faye tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.